Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk a little bit about what you wrote about a young quarterback that has an enormous amount of confidence in Dwayne Haskins. You think it looks like he's heading in the right direction. And you pointed this out. This is the fifth time they've taken a guy in the first round since 1993. They've brought in the veterans. They've brought in the journeymen. They've taken the flyers. And really none of it has worked, save one season from Griffin and a couple of, you know, mediocre campaigns, but good performances from Kirk Cousins. They really have just been left clutching at the air. It's an enormous amount to climb uphill, but I always ask you this whenever the playoffs roll around and we see some unbelievable streak of this team has lost to this team this many times in the postseason. I don't think a 23-year-old kid, 22-year-old kid cares at all about that. And I'm guessing Dwayne Haskins doesn't care at all that Patrick Ramsey and Jason Campbell didn't work out here in D.C.
No, and the thing is, he knows all those stories. He knows the history. He's been, you know, he grew, played high school football here. But he's not worried about that. All of us, because we know who runs the organization and how it's been run, yes, there are questions in our mind. But like you said, a young kid's not thinking about that. I will say, when I look at that roster, it's concerning that he has such little reliable guys to go to as far as playmakers. Yes, you've got Vernon Davis. Yes, you've got Chris Thompson. Guys to throw to, there's not a lot of proven guys. So that's concerning. But I will say, if there's a guy who's getting instruction, he's got Jay Gruden, who's a former quarterback and a very good offensive mind. He's got Matt Cavanaugh, who's a former NFL quarterback and offensive coordinator, who now is, I guess, you know, a different kind of hybrid role. He's got Kevin O'Connell, who's the offensive coordinator, who is a backed up, you know, Tom Brady for a little bit, has played in the NFL. And then he's got Tim Rattay. He's got four quarterback minds that are pouring into him. So if he has any questions, and then you've got Doug Williams, he's got a lot of people to lean on. And that's one thing he talked to me about when I talked to him over the weekend, was that, you know, there's a lot of quarterback minds. He feels like he's going to learn a lot from all these people. He should not be slipping through the cracks. Nothing should be slipping through the cracks as far as instruction goes. So from that standpoint, he's probably going to be good. It's just, who's his supporting cast? That's the big question that you wonder for him.
It is, but I do think it's, I mean, the criticisms of him, you know, Doug Farr's coming on. He's like, hey, you know, when he starts rolling around and moving outside of the pocket, he's not as accurate. It's like, okay, but right. What are the strengths? Big, strong arm, makes NFL caliber throws, lots of confidence, looks the part. And some of the stuff you pointed out here, you know, buttering up to Doug Williams, being an information sponge. I mean, if you're making a list of giving yourself the best shot at being a pro quarterback, it seems like he checks an enormous amount of those boxes.
Yeah, exactly. In the Redskins, they knew, the things. They knew about his strengths, and they also knew about his weaknesses. And I think that this past weekend, from what I was told from talking to people, they were really happy with they put a lot of complicated throws in there to see if he could make them. He was able to make every single throw. They did say that, when there's pressure, when he has to get moved around, his footwork isn't as good, and so he's kind of off balance on some of those throws, and they have to work on that. But they feel like he has got the capability to improve there. It's not like you look at him and it's just like there's no hope there. There's upside. There's going to be a lot of drilling, with that footwork and with his decision making. People saw his 40 time, thought he wasn't very mobile, didn't think he had the quickness. But from what I've told, he does have the ability to move in a pocket and understand some of these things. It's just a matter of getting him caught up to the speed of the NFL game and teaching him how to react, how to get his fundamentals down pat when he's under duress, so that way he can make some of those throws.
Yeah. What do you make of what we have right now as far as the information, Mike, is that Gruden is – said there'll be a quarterback competition, mentioned Case, of course, mentioned Haskins. Colt McCoy was still in there, even though we don't know what the hell is going to go on with him after the third surgery. Yeah. Do you think there will be an open and honest quarterback competition, or is a higher up going to intervene at some point?
No, I think that from everything I've been able to gather, talking to people behind the scenes even, it all depends on how much he is able to learn and how quickly he processes it. If he's learning and really picking things up and progressing very quickly, then yes, there will be a competition come training camp. But right now, although people felt good about how he looked, they also said he needs a lot of work. And there's a lot of stuff that Case Keenum already knows because he's played in the league. There's you know the little nuances of the position that you don't have to teach him, so you're ready to win more quickly with him. So Haskins has still got to play catch up. And whether or not there's a competition really is going to depend on how ready he is. And so, the Redskins are all on the same page from what I've been able to gather. When it comes to that, it's just going to depend on how quickly Haskins is ready. And say he's looking good out there and he's learning very quickly, then they'll compete. But I think right now Case Keenum has a big leg up on that starting job.
Yeah, and I think you're probably right. But what about, and J.P. Finley's brought this up a couple of times on the show, the reps, the first team reps. Alex Smith got all of the first team reps. Mm-hmm. I would assume wherever the starter is. Are you just burning valuable? I look at Case Keenum. Maybe he's good for one more win, and that gets you to 8-8 instead of 7-9. You're still not going to the playoffs. Is there an argument to be made that that is just time that you should invest, no matter what, in the quarterback you took 15th overall?
Well, look, they look at him and they say he's got a lot of potential, but he needs a lot of work, and they don't want to put him out there before he's not ready, because if you do, not only is he going to be learning bad habits, he's going to be making mistakes, and then he's going to be hurting his chances for success. He's going to be hurting the whole team's chances for success. And there's one thing that Jay Gruden doesn't have a lot of time. You know, he's in the last year of his deal. They have not made the playoffs all but one year, and he wants to win. You've got veterans on that team that want to win. So this isn't a team that's filled with a lot of rookies, and they're kind of going to build this thing as they go. They can't really afford to put Dwayne Haskins out there before he's ready. Now, say they throw Case Keenum out there and they're not really winning a whole lot of games, and you come back after the bye, then maybe they turn it over to to Dwayne Haskins. But I don't think that they're going to throw him out there. I think that Jay Gruden and his staff and the guys upstairs understand that they really got to make sure that his foundation is firm, because if you put a quarterback out there before he's ready and he's kind of a little bit of a project guy, he's only played one full season of college football, you are going to really hurt his progress and the team's progress. And so that's why I think, reps are great, but you still got a lot of boxes you got to check off, a lot of lessons you got to learn, and you're better off rolling with Case Keenum as your game manager than a kid who's going to make a lot of disastrous mistakes and then really hurt his confidence.
Then would there be value right now, Mike, saying there's no competition, it's Case Keenum's job, because then you're going to have the narrative, even if it's sloppy, Haskins couldn't beat out Case Keenum. Would there be any value in just doing what the Browns did last year? It seemed to work for Baker Mayfield, even though they were castigated for it severely, and to say, this is our starting quarterback, we're going to play the young kid when we believe that he's ready.
I don't know. I don't know if you want to hand anything to anybody. If you say, hey, there's a competition, if he's ready, then you got Haskins working as hard as he can. And if you say there's a competition, then you got Case Keenum really working hard and not taking anything for granted either. So, I don't think that you're going to, hurt his confidence if he doesn't win. Look, he said to me that, I was a backup my first year at Ohio State, and I understood that I had to work hard and learn if I wanted to take that job. And so I think that he understands. He's a realist. He wants to go out there and compete, but he also knows that right now he's playing catch-up. That's exactly how he described it to me. I'm playing catch-up, trying to get ready for training camp so I can compete with those guys. And so we'll see how it unfolds.
Go ahead and follow him on Twitter, by Mike Jones, and read the piece on Dwayne Haskins in the USA Today. Mike, thank you, bud. Have a great week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.